The holiday edition of Inside the Huddle with Ndamukong Suh, and despite the 4-10 record, the joint's going to be jumping on Saturday night. You still have to get up for a primetime game against one of the best teams in the league. What's going through your head as you get set for the Falcons?
I always look forward to a Monday night game, especially at home. I think back to last year when we played Chicago and that excitement of that crowd, so I look forward to that and much more. Make sure we got to get a win at home. I mean, we got to be able to start. We got two left and a very important one against a very good team in Atlanta.
A different approach in terms of trying to keep the guys focused, because when it gets to the end of the season, sometimes you get some fragmentation, some guys playing for individual reasons as opposed to playing for the team. Do you think about that, address that at all?
No, not really. I mean, the biggest thing is that we understand what we have at stakes at our hand. Defense, we need to continue to play well, continue to build off something, have something to go into the next year with, being evaluated every single play. So that's the biggest thing, and I'm a guy that, I'm a competitor. I love winning. I don't ever care if it's the last snap or the first snap of the year. I want to make sure I'm dominant and beating the man in front of me.
Last week we said we'd talk a little Christmas memories. What was it like in the Suh household growing up?
It was good. I mean, had some toys. Not everything I wanted I got. One of probably the best toys that I ever got, with me being construction management guy and graduating in that, was got Kinects. So I got to build a Ferris wheel one Christmas that my mom bought me some Kinects. So I was very excited and never forget that one.
That's such a teacher gift. We know your mom's a teacher, right?
My mom's a teacher, yeah. She's definitely always got books that I didn't expect. But I was real happy about the Kinects because it was a snowy day. Everybody was outside and I was in the house in the heat building my Ferris wheel.
It served you well. Served you well. All right, we're going to bring in Lindsay Selangowski. This is the woman who hooks us up each week by putting the video online. And, all right, I'm going to put you to the test.
Okay.
Reach in the hat here. We're going to go shopping for your teammates a little bit.
Shopping.
So who you got first?
We've got Lawrence Jackson first.
What would you get Lawrence Jackson?
Lawrence Jackson. I think I would get him probably like a big gift certificate, probably like $1,000 to Barnes & Noble or something like that, because he loves magazines and books.
I want to be your friend. Holy cow. All right, who's next? $1,000 gift certificate. Woo! LJ must be one of your real good
friends.
We've
got Kyle. Kyle. What gift would I get Kyle? I would get Kyle some cowboy boots. I know he loves some boots. He's a fashionable guy if you ever see him on the road.
Okay. Next up, these all defensive linemen so far. Are we going to stick with those you know best?
Yeah. We got Clifford Averill. Cliff, that's easy. I'm going to give him a pair of Jordans. The 11s are coming out, I think, this Friday, so I would definitely get him those Jordans. You know, he's got a collection of those.
Let's see who the last lucky guy is.
The last person I think we've got, Nicholas Fairley. Mr. Nicholas Fairley. Because he's someone great to play with, I would probably just wish him good health going into this new year and into this Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bring
Thank
home,
you.
Bring home a win this Saturday.
That's the plan.
Fans are looking for it. That's Inside the Huddle with Ndamukong Suh.